Cooper.
Yeah, fuck you, Cody Cooper. That's what we're going to name the
Poop and Pee.
Poop and Pee.
Poop and Pee.
Hey, fantasy boy. Boyfriends. Boyfriends.
Yeah, boys.
What's up? Coming at you live right now, currently, from the East End Pub and Bistro, or Tavern, or whatever the fuck it is.
This place is so not a bistro.
No, it's not. It's the opposite.
I hope it's supposed to be a tongue-in-cheek.
I would have.
It was a copyright issue.
It's like when
they're like, there's 19 other East End taverns in Cleveland.
It's like when you call
East End like, Bar and Grill. He was like, just fine.
Yeah, bistro.
Like when you call a fat guy slim. Same thing. Hey, everybody. How are you? It's the Fantasy Boys Podcast. We're here with myself, Brian Kenny.
Yes.
Filling in for Bill Squire this week because he's a little under the weather. Mr. Josh Morrow.
Hey, everybody.
Get well soon, Billy.
Yeah, Billy boy. Yeah, like I said, we're from the, we're after a what a good crowd this was tonight, actually.
The past couple weeks I've been here.
Yeah. You guys should check it out. All of them are missing out at the East End Bistro and Tavern.
We talked about dicks for a while.
Yes, yes. And then I walked a guy doing a military joke. And before I should set the stage, this guy came up to me, said that I had Elvis Costello glasses, maybe a 66 to 70 year old man, all drugged up, telling people to turn up the Beatles and singing before he walked in here, and then got really offended when I made a lighthearted joke about all the baby killers in our forces. But I believe that he was sitting next to Jimmy Graham, friend of the show, and he asked Jimmy if he was in the military, and he said, yes, Marines. So so Jimmy stole some valor, which I applaud him for. That was great.
Good job on not walking the other 38 people down.
Yeah, no, it was a good set.
You know, you dwell on the one that left. You never focus on the 38 to stay through that.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. This is only like the third time I've done comedy this year.
Yeah.
I had a fucking pretty bad set on New Year's Eve.
And oh, it was so good.
It soured me. Josh was here.
It was all I wanted for my birthday.
Nothing. I wasn't fucked up. I mean, I was fucked up, but I wasn't like slurring my words or anything. I did the same material that I know is tried and true.
Here's what happened.
I was wearing a blazer. That's what happened. And everybody fucking...
Well, you look like an asshole. That didn't help.
Yeah.
But also...
almost all the time.
That's true. Fair point. Fair point.
But one part of the room, the table was only, that we're sitting at right now, was all us. They were all sober. They were even sober New Year's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they came to a bar. So, like, this room only has... like basically six round top tables, and two of them were full of people that were sober.
I did not know
if
that.
You're excessively aggressive and it was as it was approaching the big time, you were pretty amped, man.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think they were just like, did he just yell spit shine that helmet, it's proper shade of purple? You know what I mean? And I don't think it's they didn't think it was funny. They just were not ready for it.
I see. Fair enough.
Have you done the hilarious New Year's Eve show?
No. I've never had.
That's the worst goddamn New Year's Eve show I've ever had.
I don't.
Two of them.
I don't think you told this in the podcast yet. Yeah, that's a good story.
There were two shows that night. Right, is that a Zima?
Goddamn right, that's a
Josh Morrow's drinking a Zima.
Josh Morrow is drinking a Zima.
Zima. He's gonna peel himself. He's gonna peel himself out of that chair because it's very excessively humid in here.
It was only $1 in 1994 money, or $3 in 2018 money.
Are you drinking a Crystal Pepsi?
I just saw on the cooler. I was like, "Is that a fucking Zima?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." It's like, okay, I'll have one of those things.
You gotta put a Jolly Rancher in it like you're in ninth grade.
No, man, I'm gonna have a... I guess
he can drink Zima like a man. Yeah, right? He can drink that Zima like a man.
They already put lemon...
Zima?
It already comes with lemon and lime. Why would I add a third flavor?
That's true. That's true. You gotta put a big chaw in. Anyways,
I used to do that.
Put a chaw in? I used to dip, yeah.
I used to dip, but you can't.
Really? You do the pouches or the shredded?
Grizzly, wintergreen, long cut, no pouch.
Oh, see, I did the pouch. I mean, I did the long cut. Grizzly suck. You know what was a good long
grizzly
cut?
Grizzly was harsh, that's why I liked it.
You know what was a good long cut? Kodiak Ice.
I never really got into Kodiak because it wasn't harsh enough. Like, that's what I needed.
The
like,
ice was.
You wanted it to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, back to New Year's Eve. So, two shows, and Hilarity sells these pretty expensive packages that like, come with dinner, and like you can't get it with champagne. And so, like, a fancier kind of people were there, and they did not care for me. So, my sets did not go great. But also, 2 days before the fucking show, I get a call from Sam, the manager at Hilarity's, and he's like, so, do you need to bring your own stuff for Baby New Year, or do you want to use ours? I was like, I'm sorry, Baby what?
Oh my god, did you do Baby fucking New Year?
I did Baby New Year. I was 2 days before the fucking
show. No, you didn't. Where are these pictures?
I'm sure I think Mike had it.
I would drive 100 miles or pay $10 for an autographed copy of that right now.
I didn't care for that role.
Because Cody embraces it. He's been Baby New Year the last 2 years, and he's a perfect Baby New Year.
Cody did not grow up as a fat kid.
No, I know that. That's why I love
the recurring nightmare of being the only naked person in a room full of fancy people.
But does Baby New Year have injection marks on his belly from insulin?
I'm never taking insulin. You motherfucker, I have
that totally ruins the joke. Is Baby New Year a junkie, or is he getting his blood sugar under control?
But like, I'm also like, I'm at a point, like, or I was at the point, still am at the point where like, I'm not comically fat, but I'm also not fit. I'm in the middle, I'm just like flabby. So I like people did not laugh at it, they were just uncomfortable about it. I walked around with a sheet as a diaper, no shirt on, and my off-brand Timberland work boots. And it did not go super well. It was,
you don't say.
How much
like,
money
I found
did you
out,
make
like,
to
all
do
all these
that?
Other people had done, like Squire had done it, my guy had done it. Like they tossed me an extra $150-$200 just to do that.
So you made like $300 maybe for the night? Man, I don't think I could do it. I swear to God, I don't think I could do it. I just don't have that self-confidence. That shit, there's no way I could do it. I applaud you for doing it.
I was unable to sell it. People did not care for it.
Yeah, I grew up fat kid at the pool style, you know,
t-shirt.
Arms crossed covered. No, I wasn't t-shirt
guy. Yeah, I was arms crossed.
But I kept my arms crossed so your tits and your love handles are packed away, you know?
I was a little chubby when I was growing up. Yeah.
Fuck you, Ryan.
I got tits early. And they have never left.
Ryan's like, I was an early bloomer.
Yeah.
I don't have tits. I just have really puffy nipples.
Got some large areolas.
I do,
dude.
Yeah. I have some like pepperoni.
Big puffy Dago nips.
Yeah.
And some fucking dinner plates, dude.
Pepperonis. Yeah.
You got like, a spicy meatball, dude.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, like when a girl has small tits but like big nipples, like, you know, like out of like South America.
I thought you were going to name a person.
Oh, no, no.
And we could all relate.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Yes, exactly. I have Vanessa Hudgens nipples. Oh man, I saw.
You ever seen a girl whose stomach sticks out further than her tits?
Yes, I have.
We coined a phrase for that in high school: the grimace.
Somebody was.
Oh, I'm aware.
So somebody matched that description.
I was
here earlier. Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, that was not a good New Year's. And then like the other thing about it was Tommy Jonigan was headlining, and I always really liked Tommy Jonigan. Oh my god.
Wait, is that your dick?
That's his actual. That's my scrotum.
This is mine too.
Why?
No, Brett, actually,
there are people. There are people like taking their penises out right here. Hey,
it's actually happening.
Me too. Okay,
that's what you get for naming this shit Fantasy Boys.
That's true.
Brian, did he tell
Carry
you?
On, folks.
Did he tell you what I wanted to name it?
Godspeed.
What?
I wanted you guys to name this high blood sugar sex magic. That's a way better name.
I wanted to name it Hot Beef Injection.
Right. Like, Fantasy Boys with a Z. How fucking terrible is that?
According to our numbers, pretty. Pretty much.
Fuck boy, hot town, hour of sports.
This has nothing to do with fantasy football. Like,
I know, not once.
It took us two episodes.
We had to like abandon
after
sports
the championship to altogether mention that I won the championship.
The yeah league stuck to fantasy football longer than you guys did.
I like that. For a while, that show was hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't seen the last few, but the first few seasons were like amazing.
What's his name? Jason Mantzoukas.
Is that Taco?
The Greek dude, Rafi.
Oh yeah,
that guy's really funny.
Holy, his introduction episode to that show was amazing. When he's talking about crapping the booze out, because he's the designated driver, he's like, hey, crap the booze out.
Yeah, the one that sticks out in my mind is the one with the Baba Man gonna get you. He gonna use his equipment.
I never liked that episode at all.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought Rafi talking about playing $7 worth of Hoobastanga.
I liked how they picked their draft orders. That was like probably my favorite part of the thing. And my friends in our fantasy league tried to come up with dumb shit, but just none of them were as good as that, so it usually ends up with the wives playing like beer pong or some shit to figure it out. But the first season, when they had the kids race, you know, that was fucking so funny. He's like, that's not even your kid. It's good, my kid's not fast.
Hey, Jimmy, you can sit by us and not be a fucking weirdo by the fucking flying.
Trash fire Jimmy over there.
Whatever, Jimmy, you didn't want to get your cock out like the rest of those fucking weirdos?
Yeah, they pulled out their dicks.
What's up, dude?
Jimmy. Oh, you're safe. You're safe.
You're good. Straight. You like pussy.
Jimmy bought this Gator from Big Fun. The store that's going out of business. They have a bunch of fucking... Didn't they have one in Lakewood with the big gorilla that was fucking...
Yeah, there was like, it was like Cleveland, but like 117th and right, Clifton or whatever. Yeah.
All right.
Clifton.
Is that one closed too?
That's the one that's closing.
No, that one's been out for a long time. And then that guy, Steve Presser, that's his name, right, that owns them. I gotta give that guy a shout out though, because he's done, I've hosted some charity shit. Yeah, and that guy's always part of it. I did a different charity thing and he was there for it too. But every year at Mustachio Bashio, he contributes to that. So Steve Presser, shout out. Or whatever that's where the dude does, like, put some money back in it.
He's a nice dude too.
Yeah, he was very, very fun.
Him and Matt Fish.
Yeah.
Melt.
Nice guy. Bad business plan.
Amazon just destroyed him.
He did an interview on NPR this week basically saying that like back in the day people would go to a neighborhood and they would wander around those neighborhoods, and that's why he put his stores where he did at 117th and over in Coventry, is those were places that people just would go visit 10 businesses at a time and then get in their car and go home, you know? And he said nowadays nobody ever does that.
I like think that the Amazonification of America is bad, but Amazon is so goddamn
Amazon's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I use it every. I use it all the time.
Yeah,
I hate it.
I have an actual problem. I just keep buying these.
I don't even need shit. Yeah. It's like I bought
this new. It's like a water pipe, and it looks very like almost Sherlock Holmesy. Yeah, I'll show it to you. I'm very excited about it. I got for like $7.
Is there a caterpillar on it? A wizard?
Nope. It's classy. Though.
A classy looking water
pipe.
Did you have to show your degree?
So many tobaccos out of it.
Have you ever smoked a pipe?
Yes.
A friend of mine in high school, like
Joe Whalen, smoked.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Joe Whalen. Shout out Joe Whalen. You fucking.
Joe fucking Whalen.
Wherever you
amoeba
are. Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Look how classy that is.
That's
classic piece.
Yeah.
All right,
$7.
$7.
Fucking Amazon, yeah. Fucking amateur.
Are you going to be like that kid that opens it up at your mom's house and you're like, it's not a bike?
Oh, yeah, man. I saw that.
I was
home
before Marisol. Hello, my parents.
Hey, man. I mean, whatever. Your overhead is low.
That's true. I'm very supportive of parents. They're good folks.
Your overhead is low, but, you know, must be hard to, like, not jerk off anytime that we wanted to. That's the big benefit.
I mean, I have a bedroom. There's a door on it. I can go jerk off whenever I want. I mean, I'm going to go to my room.
Where's nice. Brian? Oh, he's in the door. Or he's in his room. His door is locked. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. There's a 30-year-old man.
What are you coming? Does your mom do your laundry?
Yeah, in a sock. Brian.
You know what I mean? Like, I hey, do, don't I, worry. I wash my that own rag
and
again.
Is, yeah, it's a ripped pair of boxes.
Is your cum rag?
Yeah.
Use a towel like
did
a man.
Did you like win
a blow it all over the floor right? Like a real fucking man.
Did you win a football game wearing those boxes?
My fucking something? My room looks like a fucking Jackson Pollock painting. It's great.
What I do color is your cum? Why would it look like a Jackson Pollock
painting? A negative of a Jackson Pollock
okay,
painting.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, it's fucking... I blow my cum wherever the fuck I want to because I'm a man who pays rent to a landlord.
Yeah, and Ryan shares his bedroom with somebody. Come on.
You just have an unnecessary hill you're willing to die on.
No, I found myself jerking off while taking a shit the other day just so I could get one in because I haven't had sex in like a month.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you got married. Congratulations, yeah, exactly. Man.
It's fucking great. No, just kidding. It is great. Outside of you, I'm not fucking anybody. Just
so
kidding,
all
honey.
All that's true and it just sets podcast. It immediately?
Huh?
So all of that whole stereotype.
Oh, yeah, like within 30 seconds.
Sex is over.
Yeah, like we got married. Like, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm a comic. I make things up for like a hobby.
Yeah, man, he looks super relaxed right now.
Yeah.
He's totally joking, I'm sure.
Constant sex. All the time.
All the time. He's so
in the
relaxed
kitchen,
right now.
In the living room.
Honestly, though, like, not even joking. Like, I don't care. Like, I think I'm, like, past the point where, like, I don't need to have sex. It's boring.
How old are you?
What a horrible fucking lie you're telling right
you're
now.
Right.
No, I'm serious. Like, I could. It's not like she's, like, denies me having sex or anything like that. I could have sex anytime I want. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show off.
No, I mean, it's about, you know my wife, she's attractive.
Right?
Yeah, but I also know Prove you, it. And you are always married.
Ryan,
what do you do?
Yeah, you chase a lot of fucking...
I did, and then I fucking got it all out of my system, and now I'm like a husk. There's a finite amount of times you can come in your life, and I think I've reached that point.
Sounds like Ryan has low T.
Have you guys seen that fucking Frank Thomas? That Frank Thomas fucking commercial.
Frank
like,
Thomas
gets
he
me
like
every
he
time.
Still be playing ball.
Oh yeah.
You still look like the big hurt Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, like these women like in a fucking conference, like yeah. They would know who the fuck
right
Frank Thomas is.
Right in front of her husband and shit. Too,
hey, you're like, a marginal Hall of Famer. Oh yeah.
It's like, I like the big hurt.
Big Hurt was alright.
I did like the Big Hurt.
Dude, that white chick leaves there and goes to lunch.
And your man will like it
too. How the fuck you know Frank Thomas?
Yeah, you know Frank Thomas is fucking drilling those two ladies when that commercial.
I feel like Frank Thomas, his chunk could fit into hardly any human beings.
Probably. He's an enormous man. But that's because he takes Testofen.
You could get 1 month for free if you call.
What's it called? Like... Eugenics, right? Like, I don't
Eugenics,
know.
Eugenics, yeah.
If I was a fucking, like, marketing genius.
One day we're all gonna fucking do that shit. We're all
no
gonna
way.
Shoot stem cells into us and have a testosterone replacement. Why would you not just use the fountain of youth?
Well, A, because...
We'll be taking human growth hormone.
A, because, like, you'll lose all of your fucking hair, like, doing
all my hair is pretty much gone.
Yeah, man. Give me the best dick science can create.
As long as I don't lose beard hair, I'm fine. All the other hair can fall
yeah,
off.
MMA enthusiast Wooly Willy. That's what I called you. Did you fucking do the sleek look?
What's the sleek look?
The fucking just... Take it all down. Take it all out.
Well, it seems like a lot of effort.
The frugal haircut.
To keep, like, picking it, like really actually shaving it down. I haven't got a haircut in weeks.
That's not that bad.
Like I keep it shaved down pretty good. No. It's very visible that I'm going wrong. No. I mean, there's a lot of scalp showing, but I've made peace with that. I've been wearing hats for a long time. I'm sure it's why I lost my hair.
I think that's an urban legend about the hat.
I don't know. You know what's definitely a fucking urban legend? Is your mother's father being responsible for absolutely. The hair tree, because my grandfather on my mom's side died with a fucking beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, I
silver fox type of hair.
A little Ted dance in action.
My mom's dad was bald at like 30. And my brother started going bald at like 30. But my dad's dad died in his 90s with like a bitchin' buzz cut and a shitty attitude. And I feel like that's the
best Mario Speedwagon album of all time. Oh wow, it's popping over there.
They had one of those like relationships where my grandpa never learned how to cook one day in his life. The dude couldn't cook anything.
That's why he died.
And And like my grandma never learned how to drive one day in her life. She never learned how to drive or any of those things. They were very codependent. Their entire lives depended on each other. And yeah, when my grandma died, my grandpa was like, boss, he had to get meals on wheels and shit because the dude just didn't know.
It's so, like, honestly, like, it was very, very sad, but, like, I could not imagine what my grandpa would have been like without my grandma, because it was the exact same thing. My grandma grew up in Pittsburgh learning how to drive before automatic transmissions, which, like, I fully understand not wanting how to learn to drive a fucking old stick.
Yeah,
I don't know how to drive stick. I still don't know how to drive
stick. Imagine learning. Damn. And, like, now, like, there are precautions and the clutches go a little easier. Like, before driving one of those cars, like, if you're on a hill, you have to switch from having your foot on the brake to putting it on the clutch and, like, you have it on the clutch and on the
heel toe, baby.
And then you've got to fucking hit the gas and kind of like lower the gas pedal and raise the clutch at the same time. And if you don't do it seamlessly, you will roll back a little bit on a hill.
Yeah. Pittsburgh sucks to fucking drive it. If you miss your exit,
so I understand never learning to drive a fucking stick shift, that's your only option in Pittsburgh. Yeah. But like my grandmother, she did cook all the meals. He couldn't have cooked anything. But she used to fucking iron his pants before he golfed and polish his golf cleats.
Wow, what a good egg she was.
I knew Ryan was going to get turned on when he said that.
When she passed away, like my uncle was sitting there talking about my aunt going like, yeah, I thought I was getting Margaret, but I got none of that.
My wife's a really bad driver, and I thought it was because she's Asian, but it turns out she's a woman.
That's funny.
We're working out some material, guys, on the podcast.
That one definitely should cover the fucking rim shot.
No, that's the other one. The other one I was trying to see if I could shoehorn into like just an open mic somewhere was I got married to my wife because I really wanted to legally rape her. I'm like, that's a commitment to rape.
Yeah, nobody's gonna like that one. Nobody's gonna like that one.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's why I happened to fuck up. That's why.
So back to my grandma and grandpa and never-ending love story.
Sure, sure, sure.
It was pretty epic. When my grandma died, my grandpa was heartbroken. And I asked him at calling hours, like, what he was going to do. And without flinching, he looked at me and said, I'm getting a pickup truck and a real haircut. And he did. He always had, like, this, like, crazy parted haircut. And I think he hated it his whole life. And as soon as my grandma died, he got his military flat top back. And he bought a fucking pickup truck.
Wow.
He,
like, also the second best REO Speedway.
Right? I really wish that his answer to it, so what are you going to do, was two chicks at the same time.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. That guy, what was that guy's name? He had a fucking funky name.
Diedrich Bader?
Yes.
Oswald from Drew Carey?
We just fucking watched the other day. Like a YouTube clip. Remember Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the one with Richard Simmons, like, fucking guest stars? Dude, that's a fucking funny ass show.
I used to cry that.
Yes. And, like, it's so funny because now that we're, like, old, like, improv fucking blows.
It's just such a drop off as far as improv goes from, like, it's either horrible or it's amazing. There's no that was okay.
You know what's a good improv?
It's terrible, it's amazing.
You know what's a good improv show? The last Wednesday of every month at Forest City Brewery. Go there and bring a pipe bomb. They're hilarious. They're hilarious.
Did you improv?
I believe so, yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. That's just the natural progression of how that fucking cunt does act. We'll avoid controversies.
This podcast is anti them.
Yes, it's anti them for sure.
Vision stance.
Yes. Me too. Well,
well, me three.
Dems the brakes. Oh man! Did you see the big like topic du jour on fucking sports media today was about
the
LeBron going to fucking.
Wait a minute, we're going to talk about sports.
The Raiders going to Las Vegas, and I said they're going to the City of Sin, and you just used the phrase topic du jour.
Wait, did I say that?
You just said the topic du jour.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, I'm a fucking educated motherfucker, bitch.
You're a pretentious bitch is what you are.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I took so much shit for...
You have a high... You're higher educated than me, motherfucker.
Yeah, but I make one... I say that Las Vegas is the city of sin one time. And I take...
Oh, no. But you said it. The city of sin.
I've never said anything like that in my entire life.
Yes, you did. I will play the fuck... It was so fucking out of place and hilarious because it was
The soup du jour, Flo.
It's the soup of the day. No, one time we were talking about like the fucking Vegas Raiders or whatever, and like apropos, like it was a pause in the conversation, and Vegas Raiders, and he's like, ooh, Las Vegas, the city of sin.
I did, yeah, I'm sure I did just like that. I talked like that.
You did! That's why it was so fucking...
Get the clip.
I'm just thankful that you're explaining it to me like you know I've never bothered to listen
to
this
show.
He's like, no, let me bring you up this.
Exactly. Every, like, not only that people around here listen to it, but we have somehow, like...
Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden and Japan, but they won't fucking tell us how
or why. It's probably Ryan's killer accent.
It was. That is. I do a Swedish joke.
Oh,
maybe
do
that's
you?
Why. Yes, I have a fucking.
Is it that hot Toblerone reference that you've been making?
I'm from Sweden!
I'm from Sweden, motherfucker! Listen, alright? You've all been standing in the Giant Eagle and seen the Toblerone, okay? It's of Swedish origin. Thank you. Try the veal.
My favorite part about Ryan is I know just how to fucking get him worked up, man. It's not hard.
It's not hard to get me worked up.
You know, there's just certain things in. Right now it's
skull fucking.
And they're seasonal. Right now it's Toblerone, you know. In the spring, you never know what it'll be.
I don't know. It'll be tough.
Tell us about the soup du jour, Flo.
I don't. What were we talking about?
Sports. You said.
Oh yes, the topic du jour. LeBron going to Golden State. That's the dumbest fucking. Here, I gotta pull up the fucking article.
I will be done with LeBron James.
He's not. It's because there. I went to journalism school. There's fucking like ethics that you have to follow. You can't just fucking like sources say and tweet out. But for some reason, sports journalism, you can do whatever. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I hope he does. If I learned anything, it's that the shortcut to fame is burning a jersey outside of a local bar in the Brown League South.
Yeah. He's our buddy. That guy. That guy's a fucking cool dude.
Man, you do some shit like that, you could talk about it for a decade.
More than that. Well, no, it's a decade now, right? 2010 is when it was. Yeah, so almost a decade. Hey, good for him. Alright, so, sources. This is from Chris Hayes. He used to write for the fucking Plain Dealer, but now he works for ESPN. And it says, sources, LeBron James would listen to Warriors if Mac slot was available. Here's the first two paragraphs. If the Golden State Warriors can create a maximum salary slot this offseason, the defending NBA champions can position themselves to secure a meeting with LeBron James, league sources told ESPN. Here's the next paragraph. There is no indication that Golden State is evaluating such options to acquire Cleveland Cavaliers star at this time. This was the lead story on fucking SportsCenter tonight. Yes, but like, how can you just fucking say whatever the fuck you want?
The original LeBron thing, I don't even have to see it to know what happened. A reporter said, what are you going to do with free agency? And LeBron was like, I don't know. And he was like, would you consider Golden State? And he was probably like, and they were like, if Golden State offered you a max contract, would you consider it? And he was probably like, yeah, I would consider it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, fuck him. He definitely.
But he probably didn't even say that. I guarantee you he didn't say it. It just said league sources. So it could just be a fucking dude. It could be. They could have asked the GM from Golden State, like, hey, if LeBron James is available, do you think you would sign him? And he probably said, yeah. And that was what they fucking ran the whole fucking thing on. I am, like. Listen, let's be honest. Like, they ain't getting out of... They ain't fucking going to the Eastern Conference Finals, dude.
Cavs?
Yeah.
Oh, we're dog shit.
We'll
probably make the final... The Eastern Conference Finals, but probably not the Finals.
I don't even think that.
You think we'll be the right Celtics now. And
yeah,
shit?
We will.
I think that... I am so sick of the drama around this fucking team every day. I'm going to be, like, kind of welcome.
LeBron James is just fucking saying that he's going to stay. But it makes me think he's not going to.
He's not going to.
I'm really believing that he's not.
But I'm going to be so glad. It's going to be a relief. You know what I mean? Like, you know when something, like, bad, you know something bad's going to happen, and it eventually does, but it's, like, been fucking, like, built up. It's like a relief when it fucking does. Like, just go, man. Like, you gave us one championship. It's fine. Like, I just am sick of
fucking
being...
No, don't fucking go, motherfucker. Stay.
They're going to be a bad team anyway. He's never going to fucking win with this fucking team. He's gone. This team is fucking garbage.
This is
the Shaq. Derrick Rose, fucking Dwayne Wade, all those guys. It's Shaq from fucking 2009, man. Like,
Dwayne Wade has been a solid contributor on the bench.
No, he has. I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking, it's the exact same season where they fucking lost to Boston because it was the same thing surrounding the whole fucking thing.
Let's see if Isaiah Thomas can hit his stride.
Okay.
Why can't we
maybe
build
Isaiah
a
Thomas
team?
Shouldn't go fucking 3-for-15 and take ridiculous fucking, like, pull up jumpers in the paint when you're 5'9".
Shooter's got to shoot to get out of the funk. He has been for years not being that kind of player. Like, he's never been that kind of player. He's never been a player that just he can't score. Like, he's always been a solid scorer.
Did you fucking see the thing from the other day on Bleacher Report that said that Dan, like, the locker, like, every player, like, hates Dan Gilbert? Because he's, like, running the team or whatever, except for Isaiah Thomas, who Dan Gilbert, like, communicates with at least 3 or 4 times a week, and that's why everybody fucking dislikes fucking Isaiah Thomas. Not his, like, shot selection, it's because he's, like, because they're going to sign him to a max deal.
But who reported that? League sources?
Yeah, you're right. Nah, you're right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Why don't you fucking shot me down? All right, you fucking... Touche. Touche.
But that just seems like a weird scenario. So my question to you, Ryan, is like why? Why are the Cavs
hashtag
so bad? Hashtag not hashtag. Why are the Cavs so bad? When like we have the whole 2010 Olympic team. Like, why can't we win a gold medal is my question.
They're the 2009 Cavs. They're the 2012 Brooklyn Nets. Like, fucking, yeah, you win with veterans, but not when they're all fucking, like, 38 years old.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, we need a Matthew Dellavedova, like, a no-name guy who just works super fucking hard and is like the heart of the team,
like,
or whatever.
But like,
Who's the heart of the team now?
I would call Dele the heart of the team when he was here. I wouldn't say like Dele was nice coming off the bench, but like Dele wasn't a difference maker. I just think that you need.
Hey, shout out to Jimmy Graham and his fucking Keep Whites Out of Basketball t-shirt with Matthew.
Three top-notch players playing top-notch basketball. I don't know. Like, I didn't think that last year's finals was as ugly as the finals.
We were just out.
They
weren't,
but
got
like,
close.
Like,
just finished one of those games, and it's a 2-2 series, and like, who knows?
I agree.
That final sucked, but the best picture in NBA history came out of it when they won the one game by like 40 points and fucking JR is like smirking, like about to take the shot or whatever.
JR,
fucking love JR.
We need to somehow get him back into it.
He has been the past, well, two of the last three games.
But like, I need consistent, like every one out of every four games, give me an 18 to 20 point game from JR. Like, well, you need that.
I think moving Tristan Thompson into the starting lineup helped them. They lost that game big time against Detroit on Tuesday because Kevin Love like fucking went out there emotionally.
Kevin Love getting hurt may be a blessing in disguise because it makes Tyron Lue's decisions easier.
Yeah, they have too many guys that need to play minutes. That's the thing.
That's why maybe this will just make it a decision.
That's true. I think that it would be great if they got Lou Williams and fucking DeAndre Jordan. But not at the expense of Channing Frye, because I think Channing Frye is the only one that's holding this team together because he's goofy and they all fucking like him. And like when they play him, they're 19. And when he plays 11 minutes and over, they're 20-2, I believe.
I would so much rather have fucking Richard Jefferson than like Chetty Osman.
Me too. That was fucking stupid.
Why?
Or Ante Zizek.
Why would you not keep Richard Jefferson?
I'm sure that fucking contributed to it. Because Dan Gilbert's running the fucking team, and he doesn't know how to run a fucking team.
I knew it would come back to Ryan Blaine and Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, fuck Dan Gilbert. Wait a minute. Are you guys fucking Dan Gilbert fucking apologists? Yes. Fuck Dan
Gilbert. I'm a huge fan. I just got a Dan Gilbert jersey.
That's what I mean. It's child. It's fucking child size.
It's a onesie. A Dan Gilbert fucking. For my home court. You know, like, I kind of wondered what you thought, because don't we pay, like, the highest, like, luxury tax every fucking year and shit? So, like, he spends money and tries, we just spend it shittily.
He's worth $7 billion, and he got his stadium for free.
Not the point.
Yes,
it
is. I heard
about what they're doing, and it's, like, nothing.
I know. They're putting a glass facade on the fucking...
It's nothing.
Yeah, but they borrowed... It cost $80 million, right? The county didn't have the money, so they borrowed it from Goldman Sachs, right? With the interest, the county ends up paying $200 million for it, for $80 million worth of fucking work. For free! Dan Gilbert gets that for free. The county doesn't receive any of the profits that, like, when, like, there's concerts or something like that. Dan Gilbert fucking pockets that. But yet the county owns the fucking stadium. I don't understand. Like, that's fucking kleptocracy.
What do you mean? So, like, when the Lake Erie Monsters or the Cleveland Monsters play there, or the Cleveland Gladiators.
Dan Gilbert pockets all of that.
All that shit, he makes all the money.
100%.
Yeah, but he pays at least.
Of a fraction of what he fucking hauls in.
I have no idea what the lease is.
Yeah, I honestly don't know.
I'm sure they want to keep him happy with the fucking casino and shit, and that motherfucker still owes this city a goddamn
building.
Yeah,
they fucking legalized gambling specifically for him with the promise that you were going to build a casino. And by the way, fucking drive by through Public Square, right? There's an argument against fucking legalized gambling if you just look out the right side of your fucking window. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking...
Public Square is pretty ugly to begin with, but...
It was, but...
At least that you're bringing people to that area. Nobody was going to Tower City. Nobody was going down there at all.
Other than Mike Strank, who's going to fucking the casino?
A lot of people. My parents go to the casino all the time.
It's depressing, man. Like, yeah. There's always
a bunch of my non-comedy friends, because they have real jobs, go there a lot.
Yeah, people love the casino.
I like going to the casino in Las Vegas. That's fun. Like, the casino in Cleveland is depressing as fuck.
That...
They don't comp your drinks. You can't smoke inside.
Slight curve, but kind of the same thing. Public Square... Can we admit Cleveland just shit the bed on that as hard as anything else we've ever tried to do? Have you driven through Public Square? I tried to drive through it in, like, October, and it took an hour to drive from Superior from one end to the other just through Public Square. Because it's, like, shut down. The bus is this way, and this lane's this, and this lane's that. How did Mayor Frank Jackson get reelected? That's my question.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Because he ran against the guy that has
five
DUIs.
Yeah, Zach Reed, which is crazy. But like Mayor Frank Jackson, like we've pissed away so many things. We fumbled the Interbelt Bridge construction thing so poorly.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like just all every major project. I've lived in Cleveland 10 years. I fucking love it here. But every major project we've tackled since I've lived here, the results have been poor at best.
Being in that business is because I don't know. Well, the FBI arrested fucking like half of the fucking cabinet leadership. Yeah.
Edgewater Beach. They did a good job with that. Edgewater Park.
Yeah, they nailed Edgewater.
But
they
here's did. The thing, too, is like I drive from Lakewood to downtown every day. I drive down the Shoreway and you see the middle with all those trees.
They
and
gave
all that
to the
shit.
Metro parks, though.
But
yeah, that's when it turned around.
But so when you drive down the Shoreway on the west side and you see how nice it is with that tree line thing and all these bushes that need trimmed every 2 weeks or they're going to grow into the road. And then the east side, like where my shop is, there's potholes like the size of a Volkswagen.
Oh, it's like Baghdad. You know,
so,
it's
like,
Fallujah.
And it's they're both in Cleveland. Like my Cleveland tax is paid for both projects. So like how do you just put all this money in the west side and the east side? You're just like, eh, we'll put a lampshade on it when somebody important
but
shows up.
Didn't
like,
they give you a free sandwich chips?
Yeah,
and
Mayor Frank Jackson
fucking
brought me a lunch one time. And when I was mad,
you sir have my vote.
Yeah, well, I was mad I didn't get to pick hamburger or hot dog, and then I opened it and it was both. I was like, you do win,
life is
sir.
Good.
Like life this, is good. Is
you
fucking,
sir,
like name brand fucking buns and shit.
As the fucking saying goes, a hamburger in every lap and a hot dog in every garage.
God damn right, dude. I got two hands, one for hot dog and one for hamburger.
I hope you ate them at the same time. Bite of one, bite of the other, bite of one, bite of the other.
Thank you, buddy.
A ham dog.
One time I went to Edgewater Beach on a date. This girl went to like my show, and then we went like after it was closed, like late at night, and we're walking down the beach, and then we see these four dots glowing in the fucking wreck.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
They're just kicking it right by the water.
There's a fucking open sewer runoff
right by there.
Thing.
Yeah.
My dad used to tell us stories about like two inner tube riding down the storm drains and like kicking rats out of the way.
Ugh. I can't believe
that's
more people don't
Cleveland
get fucking
shit,
staph
yeah.
infection like yep. going there every year. You know what I mean?
My dad's childhood was so crazy. Like, he watched like several people die before the age of 13.
That's not like, good.
Like, he would just be at fucking down at the beach. Like you know, he lived in Euclid, which is right on the water.
Yeah.
So he'd just go down to the beach. This guy that would swim laps, and one day he was swimming laps, and then he was just gone. And we were looking around, and like he floated up like undertow got him.
Like that's
another,
so embarrassing.
Another,
to fucking
that's so embarrassing.
Another time he was at an undertow pool, like one of those old ones that was on the roof. Yeah. And this girl, like her brother was like teasing her to jump in because she was afraid, and then she like jumps in the deep end and sank right to the bottom. And like him and my uncle were like trying to jump in, and her brother's like, kick your ass and you can do anything. Because he didn't trust. So the girl just drowned to death.
Sounds like Brian's dad drowned a bunch of people.
Brian's dad! Wait, say it again.
Sounds like Brian's dad just was drowning a bunch of people.
This is going to be an unsolved murder podcast.
Yeah. How many people
he's
can
the Cleveland Strangler,
drown?
Man.
Yeah, man.
Some
he's
girl,
the Cleveland
some
Drowner.
Girl, party, that's not a drowner.
He fucking...
That's
dad.
It.
Brian's dad's a serial killer.
Dude, you guys know how many more listens murder podcasts get?
Yes, that's true.
We should have a My Dad Murder podcast.
Yeah, man.
Do you guys remember a couple of years ago, there was like this hotel, I think it was in L.A., and this lady went missing.
Hotel California.
Yeah, something, yeah. Yeah, fucking some cliche like that. It wasn't in the fucking City of Sin, so.
Apropos.
My impression.
The topic du jour.
Alright, fair enough. But I like how.
Too much French from this.
How I fucking hear your voice when you said that was John Lovitz. The City of Sin.
John Lovitz.
So it was like in Las Vegas or Los Angeles or whatever, this lady had gone missing, And she has last been seen at this hotel. And I guess, like, this hotel has, like, this water tower that supplies, like, all the fucking thing on top. It's, like, this old hotel. She, like, committed suicide somehow. Fell in, like, her body, like, fell into, like, the water tower. And it, like, decomposed for, this was, like, a year.
Yeah.
Like, later or whatever. And people that whole time were using, like, they were getting complaints about, like, this water tastes funny. And like showering and stuff like that, they were fucking
Karen.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
they were drinking Karen.
Holy shit! Yes,
way to go out,
Karen.
Brian's dad.
The slow
Brian's
burn.
Dad was not a business.
Brian's dad drowned Karen too.
Brian's dad was an early in the business.
Oh man,
he did sell bathtubs at one point.
He had to get out of the bath fixture business when the heat got on him.
He still is in the bath fixture business, thank you very much.
He's a fucking children's party clown.
Oh, it's
so good.
My
dad sells a shower head that goes for $8,000.
Oh.
An $8,000 shower head that people buy.
$8,000 for a shower head.
One time he sold $50,000 worth of custom hinges. One person.
Wow. Your dad needs to give me his fucking contact info,
right?
So
we and
can
you
fucking,
can't get
like,
a real fucking
kill
haircut?
All of his clients.
What the fuck, man? Your mom still cuts all of your hairs.
There's no scissors involved. She just did.
You gotta go full off, man. Fucking shave it all off. And then let it grow back, and then it'll
but
grow back fuller.
Like, that sounds like maintenance, and that's also bullshit.
I fucking shaved my head, and I thought I was going bald, and I'm not going that bald.
I feel like you just are looking at it different. I don't think that shaving it really helped you.
You also couldn't buy a tiki torch for 6 weeks.
That's true. It was. I look like a dink now.
I'm having a barbecue.
Right.
Sure.
I just shaved like my facial hair because I had the urge to say, see this? Not welcome. Turn
over again. I don't get that.
You never seen American History X?
I've seen it. I don't remember that bit.
Oh. Yeah. When he's fucking Elliot Gould, his mom's fucking boyfriend.
That movie
makes me feel nauseous the entire time.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It certainly does.
I think it all ends happily, so I liked it.
Does it?
Yeah, I never finished it.
It was cool we did that sports story before the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Like, not one time.
Yeah, this
nobody's
is a
mentioned.
Podcast that we have not mentioned the Super
not
Bowl.
Not even
yet.
One
oh, yeah,
time.
I'm a...
Solid sports podcast.
I fucking Eagles, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I think we're all rooting for the fucking Eagles. Who do you think's gonna win?
Patriots by a blowout. It's gonna be a terrible fucking Super Bowl.
I'm not excited for the Super Bowl.
The worst Super Bowl I think I've ever seen is tied between the two, and they're both recent. Carolina, Denver was like probably. The
I enjoyed
worst
the shit out of that Super Bowl,
but no, nothing happened. Like
fucking Denver's pass rush was amazing.
Okay, how about Denver, Seattle? That was the that game was over with like the first play of the game when Peyton Manning.
But
fucking
that was some
the
special shit. Like you people zone. Should be talking about that. It was a 2014, the fucking 2014 Seahawks defense as one of like the 85 Bears kind of special defenses, and you saw them cap that season off where they gave up like 10 points a game. It was insane. They were dominant.
They were great.
And they capped it off with the dominant defensive performance, and you can call that Super Bowl shitty and not competitive, but that was a special team. Like, that is one that they should be talking about along with the 85 Bears forever.
Remember last year how I got all cocky when Seattle or fucking New England was coming back because I had Atlanta and the points and the over?
Oh, I got a story about this.
Oh, yes, that's a great fucking story. But, like, I needed New England to come back, and they did miraculously, but I still needed fucking Atlanta to, like, win outright. And I was all happy up until the fucking, like, last play of the game. I was getting all cocky, and I flew too close to the sun, and then I fucking lost it all. fuck Tom Brady.
I would love to have seen that.
Oh, it was bad. We did, remember when Blue Adderall?
It's better than the actual game.
Black eye.
Yeah. Watching Ryan Gamble is the reason I like sports.
We recorded an episode where it was the Patriots-Jaguars game, and he took the Jaguars outright.
I would have fucking had... I still came out good that day because I took the Eagles outright, too. Yeah. But, like, I would have gotten fucking, like... Really, really fucking. I would have.
I know we like to pick on you live in person when you get all upset at the games, but never stop. It's the only reason I still come over to watch.
It's
games.
Like a genuine. Like I'm not doing it. Like it fucking. It's that's why I love the fucking bet, man. Like how do you not fucking like bet on a fucking game once you don't control the outcome? It's like fucking better than sex.
I like fantasy.
Fantasy football is lame as fuck.
I like sex. Like, wait a minute. He's like, this is better than sex. And
haven't
like,
you
no,
ever
it's
fucking
not.
Yeah.
But fantasy football.
Dude, I can fucking like.
I really like that.
They would beat your
lineup. I really like when my fucking lineup comes through. You ever go to bed on a Sunday night rock hard because you know they only have a kicker left and you're up by 40?
Yeah.
See, I just assume I'm gonna fucking lose fantasy football all the time.
So the Super Bowl when the last year that Super Bowl I went and watched it at my buddy Dave's. He had like he invited me over for a Super Bowl party and I show up and it's a bunch of fucking it's like his girlfriend's family, like all of them, young kids and everything like that. I show up stoned out of my mind, feeling so awkward around those people. So everybody's partying and hanging out, including my buddy, and then like there were three other college friends there. So we all just sat very quietly in the living room watch the game. So nobody else is paying attention. This girl's dad is like upstairs doing work most of the time. So the game happens, everybody leaves at halftime, and it's just us watching the game. My buddy is drunk off his ass in the kitchen with his head in his hands. And the guy, the dad is working upstairs, mom and girlfriend are doing whatever. So that they start coming back, that Julian Edelman catch happens, and we all start flipping out. Like, that's the most amazing catch I've ever seen. So the dad yells down, he's like, what happened? And we're like, yeah, one of the craziest catches I've ever seen. It was amazing. And he goes, oh, nice. So he goes back to work. So this drive is happening, this amazing comeback drive by Tom Brady. This dad walks downstairs. He takes the remote. He rewinds to find the play.
That just
and we're
happened.
All like, as this game-winning drive has happened, we're all sitting there going, like, you can really watch this later. And like, he's like, I don't know, just take a minute.
He's like, no, I paid and for pause and rewind.
It's my buddy's girlfriend's dad, so like, we're not gonna go like, fuck you, dude. Give us the remote. We've been watching the whole game.
Yeah.
And so he hits the live button, and they are in the end zone. They just scored the touchdown. We missed all of that. It was the most fucking thing I've ever witnessed.
Alpha.
It was, I would have murdered that dude if it wouldn't have fucked things up for my buddy. I
mean, it's fucking that.
I've been out before for his birthday, and this dad was at the thing, and I was not nice to him.
Have you?
I will never be. I will never. If I can go to that wedding, I would trip that guy on the dance floor.
Have you guys?
His daughter's wedding.
Have you guys seen the picture today of Tom Brady? You know Tom Brady's doing like a fucking.
He's doing me early.
Oh yeah, yeah. About like Tom Brady's son kissing him on the lips, like for a very awkward long
what
time.
Time are we at?
We're almost done, man. We're almost right. We're at like
yeah,
53. All
right.
So
well, I even fucking right.
I got to go to the Super Bowl some years
Nobody
ago.
Nobody wants to hear about that. That's it, everybody. Thank you very much.
How did you?
Well, like, not into the game. We just, like, tailgated the game by sheer coincidence. Like, we had planned a trip to Tampa months before. And then while we were there, like, it, like, dawned on us. We're like, dude, the Super Bowl's, like, right up the fucking road.
What was the Super Bowl tailgate like?
It was epic, except for Pittsburgh was in the Super Bowl. And I want to say it was like them in Arizona. Was that a game that happened like in the early 2000s? That yeah, the game and shit was cool. Yeah, but my cousin and my uncle are the most ridiculous diehard Browns fans or diehard as you are. So like my uncle wouldn't even go because it was Pittsburgh. He was like, I'm not going.
Nope, I would never. I swear to God, this is true. You can ask my father. The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland
Drowner.
The Cleveland
Drowner. The Cleveland Drowner.
This fucking guy.
Isn't that plane that disappeared after the Caps game and the Lake Erie?
So I had a recruiting trip that year scheduled to go to Duquesne on a recruiting trip, and I canceled
Dunks.
It because it was right in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh had just won the AFC Championship. I did not go
just because of that.
I want to be in fucking Pittsburgh. Days after they won the AFC Championship.
Oh, that was the Super Bowl they won too.
Yep, I did went to a different fucking school. Fuck that.
I like Pittsburgh.
City's beautiful. Cool.
Pittsburgh's all right.
Little Brian asking his dad how to take a bath. And he's just like,
Dad, how do I take a bath?
And he just holds you under the water.
I mean, go drown. I don't understand the situation where I would ask that question. But it's a funny thought. I'll give you that. Daddy, how do I take a bath? That's a weird question. I'll show you later.
Oh, man.
How do you see that many people drown?
Two people.
Too many. There's lifeguards that haven't seen that many people drown.
Hey. Hey, Kenny family. How about a day at the beach? All right, we're fucking done here. We're fucking good now. We're good. You got anything to plug? Other than the FBI to come investigate Brian's dad? I don't know.
These nuts.
Plug these
Bye,
nuts.
Everybody.
Bye. Go Browns. Thank you. I love you.